or repeater in use. This is KD8EVN. Repeater or frequency in use. This is KD8EVN. Okay, hearing nothing. It is 8 p.m. on a Sunday evening, and it looks like it is time to open the TMRA Newcomers and Elmers Net. CQ, CQ, calling for this session of the Newcomers and Elmers Net. This net meets every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. since November of 2013. We meet here on the TMRA repeater at 147.270 with a plus offset of 600 kilohertz and a PL tone of 103.5 for transmit. Your net control for this session is KD8EVN, Kilo, Delta, 8, Echo, Victor, November. My name is Dave, Delta, Alpha, Victor Echo, and I'm located in Maumee, Ohio. This is a directed net, which means net control will control all net activities. If the net would have any problems on this repeater, we would go to the alternate repeater of 442.850. Once again, any problems on this frequency, the net will move to 442.850. Do we have anybody on frequency that would like to be the alternate net control? If so, please give your call sign and first name slowly and clearly. This is KD8EVN.
KD8UZA, Joe.
Fine business, Kilo Delta 8, Uniform Zulu Alpha. Joe, we've got you in tonight as the alternate net control, and I appreciate you doing that service for the net to this evening. Thank you very much. Okay, we've got a net control and an alternate. Let's get the net control rolling. Are you new to amateur radio, or do you just feel inexperienced? Do you have questions? Then this net is for you. The purpose of this net is to encourage all radio newcomers or anyone with questions about the hobby to have a comfortable place to learn and gain experience. We are also encouraging participation of folks who want to help others learn about the amateur radio hobby. These are the Elmers, someone that passes along helpful knowledge and experience to other hams. On this net, mistakes are welcome. All of us have made and still make mistakes. This is how we learn and improve. If you're listening and don't have your license yet, you are still encouraged to join us each week on this repeater until you do. If this is your first time checking into a net, rest assured, you are among friends. It's very gratifying to go to a TMRA meeting and have several people that are either working on their license or that are listening to the net and come up to me and let me know that they're out there, they are listening, and they're picking up what they consider to be good information for the hobby. Each week, we will have a topic for discussion to guide the net, but let me emphasize this. All questions are welcome. If we cannot come up with an answer right away, we will find out for next week. This is an interactive net. And remember, the old adage applies. The only really dumb question is the one which is never asked. Had a lot of questions on what we would talk about tonight. I know we're going to talk a little bit about the Finley Hamfest that went on today down in Finley, and I'm sure we'll have some check-ins that were down there, and maybe we can get some information on that. The other topic we're going to talk about tonight is being a net control, and what do you need to be a good net control? Okay, saying that, let's start and see if we can get some check-ins and then get the discussion going. Again, this is the TMRA, Newcomers and ElmersNet. We're accepting check-ins at this time. Please give your call sign slowly and clearly and then your first name. This is KD8EDN, Net Control.
KE8UE.
Kilo 8 Delta Golf Kilo Dale.
Kilo Victor 8 Papa Rob.
Kilo Delta 8 Whiskey Charlie Bravo Rich.
Kilo Delta 8 Whiskey Bravo Zulu Darren.
Okay, we'll hold it up there for a second, get everybody getting all this written down. Fine group of check-ins there. Our first one was Kilo Echo 8 Uniform Echo Dan. Glad to have you with us tonight. Then we had Kilo 8 Delta Golf Kilo Dale. Always good to have you on the net on Sunday night, Dale. And then we had Kilo Victor 8 Papa Rob. Good to have you with us also tonight. Then we had Kilo Delta 8 Whiskey Charlie Bravo, and that's Rich. Rich, are you mobile tonight, or are you at home in your station?
I'm at home in my station tonight. Thank you, Dave. KDAWCV back tonight.
Okay, fine business. We're used to you starting mobile and then ending up in the station, but good, you're sitting down and relaxing and not having to drive. That's okay, Rich. Thanks. And then Kilo Delta 8 Whiskey Bravo Zulu, Darren. Always glad to have you in there. Enjoyed seeing you at the TMRA meeting last Wednesday. Do we have any other check-ins for the TMRA Newcomers and ElmersNet? If so, please give your call sign and first name slowly and clearly. This is KD8EVN, Net Control. It was Kilo Delta 8 Sierra Echo Whiskey. Ron, am I correct on that?
KD8SEW, you're correct, Dave. Good evening. And probably going to be short time tonight.
No problem on that, Ron. We'll get to you on any comments right off the bat. And again, all I had was just the very end of the call sign and your name. But I figured out who it was just from hearing you talk on the radio. So fine business on that, Ron. Glad to have you with us tonight. Any other check-ins tonight for the TMRA Newcomers and ElmersNet? This is KD8EDN Net Control.
Whiskey 8 Radio Frequency, Mike. And I'm Mobile.
Okay, Mike, we had a double with you, and I think it was Skeet, but I'm not sure. But first, Mike, can I have your whole call sign? And I've got you down as being mobile. The last, all I got was the radio frequency at the end there, Romeo Foxtrot. Can you give me the whole call sign? Thank you, Mike.
Whiskey 8, Romeo Foxtrot.
Okay, and then was that Skeet checking in there? Try it again, Skeet, KD8EVN. I thought it was Skeet, station that possibly doubled with Mike that I have not acknowledged. Can you give your call sign and first name? This is KD8EVN. Okay, hearing nothing on the double, once again, we'll ask one time here before we get into our topic. Are there any other check-ins for the TMRA, Newcomers and ElmersNet? If you'd like to check into the net, just give your call sign and first name slowly and clearly. This is KD8EDN Net Control. Oh, fine business. We'll go with what we've got right now. We've got just about 10 people, so that's pretty good. First question I'll get here for the guys that are short-term, that are going to be in and out, if there's any information on the Finley Hamfest, and I'm thinking that KE8UE might have been down to Finley today. So let me ask Dan, were you down to Finley today? And if you were, can you give us the take on what was going on down at the Finley Hamfest? This is KD8EDN.
Time in a long time that I was not able to make it to the Finley Hamfest, KE8UE.
Okay, fine business. I know it was a great day to get outside and get some fall work done on a cool day. Anybody else that checked in, did you make it down to Finley for the Hamfest? Just give your call sign, KD8EVN.
W8RF Mobile.
Yep, made it down to Finley, had a great time. It was a great day, a little bit of overcast, the sun broke out. Mild temperatures, light jacket type weather. A lot of stuff there, only bought $2.25 worth of it.
And KVAP made it to the Hamfest.
Okay, KVAP, go ahead, Rob.
Okay, I think, I heard Mike, W8RF, note he went as well. I heard that he was going to make it down. There were, as far as notes from the Hamfest, it was very cold for the people that set up this morning down there. But once the sun came out, warmed up, everyone was saying it was a lot more, it was a lot better. Lots of old radios, amplifiers. I spent a tiny bit more than that. I think I spent $10 on some adapters. There were some good deals. There were a couple radios that I thought about it and realized I really don't need them. I hemmed and hawed and went back twice. But there's a spool of almost 300 feet of half-inch Heliax for $150. I almost picked that up, but I just bought some. So, you know, I never find the deals at the right times, I guess. But another note on the way back from the Hamfest, I left fairly early. I was able to work almost all the way down there, our 900 repeater on a handheld quite a way down the I-75. That was impressive. So all my notes from the Hamfest today. Pretty good crowd, but I don't have a lot to compare to from the past, so. Back to net control, KVAP.
Fine business, Rob. Yeah, it's usually a good time down there, and unfortunately I had to miss it today because I had some people in town here to see me this morning. And same with KEAUE. Dan, I know, is usually down there. We had one other station check in there as mobile, and I couldn't tell if it was QN on the end of the call sign or not. Any other station that I have not acknowledged on check-in, can you go ahead and try it again? This is KD8EVN, Net Control, TMRA, Newcomers, and Elmer's Net. Fine business. Let me go down to W8RF. Mike, I know you're mobile. Any thoughts on Finley Hamfest or anything else on your mind here while you're still up and on the air? This is KD8EVN.
Thank you. It's W8RF Mobile. I'm also working at the time. I drive for my job. Yes, I went to Finley today. I've been going to Finley for 45 years. This is the third location that they've had the Hamfest at since I've been going. It started out at Riverside Park in Finley, and then they moved it to the Hancock County Recreation Center, I think it was called, and then they moved it to its current location at the fairgrounds. Well, it was a beautiful day. It was a little bit chilly, but better than being really hot. And the bees weren't out. And the last time I was down there, the bees were trying to drive us out of the fairgrounds. And had a good variety of stuff, all kinds of good stuff if you had money. But whatever you were looking for, it was down there. I can tell you that. I picked up, for $5, I got a Heathkit VHF watt meter. And I bought some PL-259s. I never go to a ham fest without buying some PL-259s. And I bought a pair of headphones. Mono headphones are really hard to find anymore, so I picked up a pair of headphones, which I then dropped and broke, but I think I'm going to be able to fix them. But it was great. Saw a lot of old friends. You're a ham 45 years. You make a lot of friends. So I saw a whole lot of people down there and just had a good time. Came back and had to go to work. I tried to call off, but they told me I couldn't, so I had to go to work. So that's what I'm doing now. Thanks for letting me in. W8 Radio Frequency, Mobile.
Fine business, Mike, and I know you've been going down there for a long time, so maybe this would be helpful, like, to Rob. How were the vendors that were at the Ham Fair Fest? About the same as years past, or anybody new, or kind of the usual? I mean, anything different on the vendor situation down there besides just kind of out there doing the tailgate thing, seeing what all is out on the tables? Any difference on that, Mike? KD8EDN.
They had one building, and there were several vendors. The only one I saw that really had a sign up was R&L Electronics out of Dayton, but there were several people there that you could tell they were professional vendors. They had bins and bins and bins of stuff. So there were several of those, but the only name vendor I remember seeing was R&L Electronics, W8RF Mobile.
Okay, that answers the question. I appreciate the update on that, Mike. And again, I look at it from years past. I mean, you've been down there and seeing it a lot of years. So we appreciate your viewpoint on that. Okay, let me ask one last time here for any other check-ins, and then we'll get to our topic on running a net. Is there anybody else that would like to check in to the TMRA Newcomers and Elmers net? If you'd like to, just say your call sign and first name slowly and clearly. This is KD8EDN Net Control. Okay, I think that was Kilo 8Y, and that's all I can make out on the call sign. Get a little scratchy with some static going into the repeater. You want to give that a couple times, and we'll see if we can pick it out of the static. Go again, station. Okay, I got Kilo, Echo, 8, Bravo, Yankee, Charlie. And that sounds like it. Let me take a second.
BYC, that is correct. And the name is Lance.
That's it, what I was checking there, Lance. I just brought you up on QRZ.com. Got you up there in Ida, Michigan. You're making it into the repeater. It's a little scratchy, but not bad. And it looks like you're a brand new ham. So welcome to the hobby, and welcome to the TMRA Newcomers and Elmers Net. We'll get into our topic here, and we'll give you a chance to talk here again and ask any questions you might have in just a little bit. Okay, we're going to talk about tonight why be a net control, or why practice being a net control. Well, it kind of breaks down that emergency communication can happen to any ham in any place. It could be a bad storm. Those people out in California, you might be in a wildfire situation or whatever, but all of a sudden you might be the only communication that's working in your neighborhood. And that could kind of make you a net control by default.
And the best thing always to remember is during a disaster, that's not the time to practice or try to run a net. Practice kind of equals an experience, and that'll equal professionalism and good net running. Let's put it that way. There are a lot of nets in the area that need net controls. We have the Lucas County Siren Training Net. That's on the first Friday of every month. We have this net, the TMRA Newcomers and Elmers Net. We've had a TMRA Question and Answer Net. We also run a TMRA Digital Net. For Lucas County Aries, they run several nets. One is a hospital net that link all the hospitals in the county that in case there was a disaster, we'd be able to contact and operate from the disaster site to all the hospitals. The other net that gets activated not a lot, but every few years, is out at the airport. They have a disaster, an airport disaster net. That operates using the hospitals and other mobile places to practice for a possible disaster or problem out at the airport. We need net controls. We need people that can operate these nets. What are some of the things that you need to practice, and what do you need to do to be a net control? First, don't be off-put by thinking it might be too hard or I can't do this or anything like that. I got into being a net control by listening to KC8TVW, WA8SYD, WATER. Those people run nets. And then, again, they would ask for help. And I started filling in to start out with, I'm a Lucas County Siren Net. And then you kind of go from there into disaster nets, hospital nets, and go, it kind of goes on from there once you're a net control. We need more net controls, and let's talk about some of the things that make for a good net control. This is KD8EVN. If a net is a scheduled net, always start on time. Tardiness indicates poor management and doesn't inspire confidence in the net. Use a script, a preamble, or net instructions whenever possible. This promotes efficient operation and consistency. Be friendly, yet in control. Speak slowly and clearly with an even tone. Speak with confidence even if you are inwardly nervous. Ask specific questions and give specific instructions. This reduces the need of repeats and prevents confusion. Have a pencil and paper ready and write down all call signs. This is a great way to practice being a net control. When the net comes up, have a piece of paper and pencil out, and you don't have to be the net control, but you can write down all the folks checking in and their call signs and names, and it gets you in the habit of writing them down, and it actually makes you a better radio operator because you're listening better for the call signs and the names. Makes you a better operator for any other DXing, worked all states, or anything else that you might be doing on the radio. Read your radio owner's manual and know your radio before an emergency occurs. Know how to use your microphone. Articulate, don't slur, and speak close to your mic, but not talk across it. Talk across it, not into it. When there is a double, that's two or more stations transmitting at the same frequency at the same time, listen to see if you can identify either station by call sign or text. Then ask all stations to stand by while you solicit clarification or repeats from each station involved as needed. This is KD8EVN. During check-ins, recognize participants by name when possible. This helps boost the morale of the net and builds camaraderie between the people in the net. Frequently identify by the name and purpose. Frequently identify the name and purpose of the net. Advise listeners of subaudible tones if they're required for check-in. Don't be afraid to ask for assistance if you need it. If the net is an emergency operation, tell listeners where to go for other clear frequencies or other nets. You will make mistakes. Acknowledging them will earn the respect and support of the other NET members. Don't think on the air. If you need a moment to consider what is needed next, say something like, stand by, unkey your microphone. This adds a professional touch and also gives the repeater a little bit of a rest so we don't get into a long-winded conversation. Speaking of that, try to keep your transmissions as short as possible. This is very hard to do when you're introducing educational material, somewhat like I'm doing right now. Transmit only facts. Use the standard ITU alphabet for phonetics, Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, etc. For voice nets, use plain English. Q signals are for CW, not for speech over the radio. This is KD8EDN. Those are just some hints on getting started being a net control. Going back to our net we had last week, there is a tremendous amount of information online. Just put in there net control or net control operations. You'll find a wealth of handbooks and operating ideas on making you a better net controller or becoming a net control. Okay, fine business. That's all I'm going to talk about. We'll leave it open for any comments that we have or any questions. Tonight, my alternate net control is Kilo Delta 8, Uniform Zulu Alpha. And I'll turn it down to Joe next, who is, I appreciate his help as being an alternate net control. He's getting his practice in, and that's great. Over to you, Joe, KD8EDN.
Thanks, Dave, and that's what I'm doing tonight, as well as last week, getting some practice in so I can take a net over on one night, and got some ideas that when I do take a Sunday night net that we can get into it and have some fun with it. I'm learning a whole lot here and learning how to write fast and remember people's names. Hopefully in the next few weeks I'll be able to take a Sunday night net and get all the information from you that I will need to use to get on the net and go from there. So we'll turn it back over to you, Dave, KD8EDN, back to net.
Fine business, Joe. Well, let's go down to Kilo Echo 8 Uniform Echo. Dan, any thoughts on being a net control or any things that make a better net control? This is KD8EVN.
KD8EVN, KE8UE in the group. Being in the with the disaster medical assistance team from Toledo and being on a couple of hurricanes, the pad and pencil is very important. And it is also important just to make sure you get the information and, clearly and pass the information on clearly and by writing that down. And let's see what else. Speak slowly, like you said, and enunciate and pronunciate clearly also. I'm trying to think of all our study guides back then, but anyhow, it goes very, very smooth once you get it down. And I was net control for our team down in 96 Olympics, and I also was officer in communications in the DMAT, so got a little bit of experience and be quite useful. Well, helping. I haven't done it for a lot of years because I have resigned from that that office back in 09. Back to you there, Dave. KD8EVN, KE8UE.
That sounds like a lot of great operating expertise and experience in knowing what to do, especially like being down to the Olympics and then responding to other some of the disasters, whether they be hurricanes, tornadoes, or any other disaster that might come up, floods or whatever. So you sound like a good wealth of information, Dan, on being a net control. And again, if you're interested in more information online, just go to Google and type in being a net control. And when you hit that, you'll come up with all kinds of information and a lot of stuff from Aries on net control station training manuals and procedures and rules on traffic nets and the Aries control manual, just all kinds of information. So if you're interested in that, like I say, give it a gander online and kind of go from there. Let's go down to Kilo 8 Delta Golf Kilo. Dale, any questions on net control or any questions on any topic? This is KD8 EVN.
Well, not really on net control, and someday I will get involved in on that, but I do have a particular subject matter to discuss with the group if they want to get into some controversial item, and that is the use of Echolink. Is Echolink really an assist to ham radio? Because all you're doing is interfacing a computer chat line to our ham radio hobby. Is this truly something we should be doing, encouraging or discouraging? And I will let that subject go up to the group.
That's a great question, Dale. Echolink, there are pros and cons on it. Personally, I don't use it. But I use other things that link amateur radio through the internet, like D-Star and things like that. But let me throw that out to the group. Any thoughts on the use of Echolink in the amateur radio hobby? This is KD8 EVN. KD8 UE, go ahead, Dan, on Echolink. KD8 EVN.
Echolink and even like D-Star and DMR and that, you know, let's go back and look into the toolbox. We have screwdrivers, socket sets, wrenches, and all kinds of tools to work on our car. And once in a while, we need a specialized tool. Or a different tool, or something to do the job a little differently. So it's just another tool in our toolbox that we possibly can use. Might not be a good tool, but it might be the tool that can get some information through if the other tools aren't usable.
Okay, Dan, you had a little bit of fading on that, but you were copyable all the way through, and I would agree with that. My dad said, used to refer to a mechanic's toolbox and the guy having a big box of tools. Tools give you options, and options give you, when you're in a tight spot on trying to get something done or take it apart or put it together, if you've got the option to use something else to make it happen, he said that's a good thing, and I think that's the point you were making about the Echolink. Maybe not like on a net like this, you might not use it, every week. In an emergency situation, it might be the only way you can get through, so it is an option. But I don't know. I would say it has its place in amateur radio, and I would kind of go that it is one of the tools that we have in our box of tools for certain types of operations. Any other thoughts on Echolink from anybody else out there on the net? This is KD8 EVN.
SCW.
KD8 SCW. Go ahead, Ron.
Can you give us a small primer on just what the heck Echolink is, because a lot of us have absolutely no idea what it is, and maybe we should do some research on it. But maybe a short get up and go here. KDSFSCW.
Okay, does anybody out there want to give a little talk about EchoLink, or like the long story short? And again, myself, I don't use it, so I'm kind of at a loss on that. But do we have anybody that can give the long story short on EchoLink? This is KD8EDN.
EchoLink, this is K8DGK. EchoLink allows you to tie your the EchoLink server into a particular frequency and allow you to contact it over the internet. So you can use your telephone or you could use your computer and tie into it and then talk on the radio, talk on our frequencies. The real problem is that anybody in the world can talk over local simplex frequencies, and it jams it up at times. Let alone just having the call letters splashed across the frequency whenever it's required. That's about it. It's just basically putting your frequency up to a chat line on the computer.
Okay, and it looks like there's actually a software that works on that. There's an EchoLink software that allows licensed amateur stations to communicate with one another over the internet using a streaming audio technology. The program allows worldwide connections to be made between stations or from a computer to station, and it greatly enhances the amateur radio's communications capabilities. They say there's over 200,000 people that are validated users worldwide in 151 of the world's 193 nations. And at any one time, like you say, there is a lot of people out there. They say at any one time there's about 5,200 people online. Any other thoughts on EchoLink from anybody else out there tonight on the net? This is KD8EDN.
KD8QBH checking in and comment.
KD8QBH, go ahead.
Yes, Jim in Oregon. To me, EchoLink is just another form of experimentation for our hobby to use. And that's what I'm going with. You know, it's just another form, an exercise that we can use to communicate if we need be.
This is K8DGK. Of course, I'm opposed to it, as well as many of the old Elmers are opposed to it. If you want to use EchoLink, why don't you just use your cell phone? Call station to station by the cell phone.
W-A-T-E-R.
W-A-T-E-R, Steve. We're talking about pros and cons on EchoLink. I'll let you weigh in. KD8EDN.
Okay, good evening, Dave, and all stations on the net. I've been monitoring the net. I just got home, got on the air. All the different modes that are out there, and there's a multitude of them, and that's what amateur radio is about. It's about getting the figuring out how to communicate and making stuff work and experimenting. And the thing that is interesting about it is, so much of the communication stuff would not have been invented had it not been for amateur radio operators. Mostly, I like to think, and I don't think I'm too far from the mark, amateur radio operators are probably champions at figuring out how to communicate, whether it's by landline, whether it's by radio wave, whether it's by Morse code, whether it's by a computer. I think we have a bit more knowledge of what's going to work and how to make it work than your average anybody else. So doesn't matter what mode, doesn't matter which way you're doing it, as long as you know how and what's going to work the best, that's probably the key to the whole communication thing. W-A-T-E-R.
Fine business, Steve. That's a good insight. Again, the one thing I compare it to a lot is D-Star.
where basically you can hook up a reflector, go into your repeater, and then go across to another station in another state or way beyond the capabilities of your repeater. I can see that it's really useful. If you've got people that you know that live in another state, like Florida, Snowbird, or I've got a friend that lives down in Georgia, where they've got a great D-Star repeater network, and we hook up a reflector, and he can call me on this radio, come through nice and clear, doesn't have to worry about propagation in between, and also not kind of worry about cell phones or being, you know, in the system to rely on them for communication. And he finds it very, very nice to be able to be in his car and be able to talk up here. So, again, another tool in the box. Love it or hate it. Whatever, you don't have to use it if you don't want to, and there's a lot of other ways that you can communicate day in and day out. But I hope that, you know, kind of gives you the feeling, Dale, of what's going on and what the feeling are on some of the people in the net. Anything else? KD8EVN, over to you, K8DGK.
I guess I'm just too conservative and an old purist for being a new operator here. But I believe the computer stuff should be left to the computer people, and our ham radio hobby should be left to the ham radio guys. Even D-Star, if you're having that much need to do all that, just give them a call on the phone and talk to them. And I guess it'll be my last word because it's kind of a heated subject with me. So K8DGK, clearing, well, turning it back to net control. Dave, take it over.
Fine business, Dale. No judgments on this net. And again, bringing up EchoLink to some of the people that are out here, this is a new thing to them, and they can understand the pros and cons on it. And again, I don't use it. I understand why it might be used. It's a tool in the box for communication. You kind of go from there. But again, no judgments on this net. Just give facts and you know, opinions, and there's nothing wrong with that. Everybody's got, you know, opinion on what they like and what they don't like. Let's head on down to Kilo Victor 8 Papa Rob. Any questions on being in net control or any other subject tonight? This is KD8EVN.
Yeah, I suppose I do. You know, it's an interesting thing because it is a somewhat controversial topic because, you know, when you look at the borders of ham radio, it's radio. When you tie it to internet, is it still radio? So naturally, it'll be something that you're going to find differing opinions on. There's nothing changing that. So I've seen some really interesting things done with it. I was over in Fort Wayne, Indiana last week, and some of their repeaters are tied in, 2 meter repeaters are tied into EchoLink over there, and they have they do that so that they can have, when their members are on the road, they have several members traveling as well, and when they're traveling, they can actually check back in and join in for the general camaraderie of the club and whatnot. So there's some really really good things that can come of that. And I think, you know, it, differing opinions based on how it's used, you know, I think as long as it sticks with, because there are some really good things that come of it and the ability to link it for useful things and conversations with, you know, I use it to coordinate with, well, I use D-Star similar to coordinate with some friends up north as we're trying to tune in some HF antennas for 40 meters, and he had it come down in a big storm, and hey, let's try this, let's try that, and I figured D-Star is a better way than getting on the phone. At least we're still using radios, you know, but it's all debatable, right? So, interesting conversation nonetheless. Back to, let's see, net control stuff. I'll drop it and buy a second. So just a couple comments, I guess. It depends on the kind of net a little bit, too, as to what to think about. For me personally, it's knowing not to take net control.
with my 2-year-old barking dog and phone calls for work, it's good to know when to not step up as well. If you know, it's about, I think being in net control is about being reliable for that effort. Along with that, maybe having a good signal, good radio, power supply, and radio you trust, so that you don't disappear in the middle of the net. But yeah, it depends. If it's emergency practice nets, it's a little different. I think repeating back, one of the key things I like to hear with those nets in particular is repeating back and getting confirmation of what you've heard before you pass it on is always a good thing. Non-emergency type nets, such as this one, I think the thing that people need to remember is don't be afraid to try it. You might actually really enjoy it. I know I've run many in the past over the years, and it is quite enjoyable, and you get to know, well, just by being part of the net, you get to know a lot about people, but when you get really writing it down and organizing it, you tend to pick up even more. So I guess that's about it. So I'll pass it back to the net, KV8P.
Good information on the Echolink and on being in net control, Rob. Fine viewpoint on all of that. And, yes, you get to know other people that you might not have the time to talk with at a TMRA meeting. You get to understand them a little bit of what they're into and what they like. But, again, yeah, it's part of being reliable. But the other thing on a lot of nets, and this net included, the strength of the net is having a lot of different net controls, because each person that is the net control brings another strength, whether it be personal or radio knowledge or whatever, to the net. So that's an important thing. And one other thing, while Rob was talking, I will tell you that another thing a good net control has is a glass of ice water within arm's reach. Let me kick down to Ron, KD8SEW. Ron, I know you were on a little bit of short time, but you were still with us. I'll get it back to you to see if you got anything else on Echolink or on being a net control. This is KD8EVN.
This is KD8SEW. Yeah, I can do net control information. I would encourage the new guys to jump on there and just do it. That's what I did. Stumbled around and had a decent time, and I got a lot of help and got some experience under my belt and just did it. And don't be afraid of it. It's not a big deal. And heck, I did it with my 5-watt handheld in the house when I with an antenna sitting on a pipe plate. But anyway, that's my input on the net control deal. Back to net.
TVW.
WATER.
Okay, we got 3 quick check-ins there. First, I'll say fine business on that. Ron, you're right. Just jump in, get your feet wet, give it a try. Not a lot of judgments made on this net. And again, we understand when people are learning. Then I had KC8TVW check-in. Steve, I've got you. And then I'm going to wait. I also got WATER there after you. First, let me go back to KC8TVW, then I'll do the other, Steve. Go ahead, KC8TVW, this is KD8EDN.
Okay, just picked up a little bit of what we're talking about. I do want to kind of plant the seed for the digital. Not sure the time frame on it, but we do need to plant the seed. So I'll just be listening along, KC8TVW.
Okay, fine business. Then back to WATER, the other Steve. Go ahead.
Okay, I've got kind of an extended comment about net control, so this could take a couple of minutes.
Okay, WATER, we got nothing but time, and always want to hear your opinion. Go ahead, and then I'll get back onto the list. Go ahead, Steve.
Okay, just as somebody who is going to do perform net control, of course, I remember the first time I did net control, I was nervous as could be. Everybody is, and until you get just plop your feet in there and go at it and don't worry about your mistakes, the second time gets a lot easier, and after that it just gets real natural. first thing you want to do is get a glass of water or something to drink. You want to have that with you. Just like Dave said, got to have a good glass of water. Next thing, your station. Make yourself comfortable. Don't sit on a bucket. You know, find a comfortable chair. Make yourself comfortable. Sit in a good location with plenty of room on a desk or a table. Have room to write. Have room to keep your notes. Take your time and go at your own pace. You don't have to rush through. You can take your time. Just kind of go along at a slow or a medium or a fast pace, whatever you think you want to do. Remember, when you're doing this, you're in control of the net and of the frequency. So you own the net, you own the frequency, you're in charge. And do not worry about making mistakes. There are no mistakes to be made. Just take my word for that. Okay, and then all of a sudden you get an influx, the net starts, and everybody starts to check in. I can't tell you how to handle the crowd that's trying to check in. You just need to do it, and do it in your own way. Rely on other stations or other nets that you've heard. Use some of their style or their protocol. Basically, it's going to carry you through. And when asking for stations, asking for check-ins, make sure you write down the stations and the information. Acknowledge the stations by their call sign and or their name. And if you choose, you may have to confirm any information after the station is checked in. If they've asked for an IF, you want to let them know, I have your IF listed, or I have you checked into the net, or thank you for that report, you know, so on and so forth. Okay, you might get an influx of stations checking in just like Dave did. You want to stop stations from checking in and say, let's hold it up right there. You're in control of the net. You can stop them from checking in anytime you want. Hold it up until you've caught up with what you have to written down. Like I said, you go at your own pace. If it takes you a couple minutes to write the stuff down, everybody on the net will just have to wait. It gives you a good idea of what being in that control is like. You should, listen, when you listen to other nets, you should write down the stations as they come in, just so that you have that that information. It helps you remember who the heck people are. Okay, and sometimes you have to give commands or pro words. And when you use the pro words, they're just like giving commands to a dog. Out, wait, over, stand by, all of those. Use it and mean it. And let everybody know what you're doing. Weak stations are always a problem, though. Weak stations, you get half a call, they're not into their machine all the way. And when you're taking check-ins, and they're coming pretty fast, you got stations one after the other checking in, if you can't hear the station or get the call sign complete, just skip them. Just go right over the top and get the ones you can get first. Put those down and then go back for the stations that you need to have to repeat it. Stations, and it's been my experience, stations will always say their call sign too fast. And if they say them too fast, just skip them and come back to them after you've collected the readable calls. Stations starting with N8 that I did not acknowledge, say your call slowly and clearly. Got to remind them sometimes. People just kind of roll out the call signs. Okay, write your own log as you see fit. As you're putting the stations down in your log, write them down. You're the one that has to read them. You're the one that has to understand them. So put them down so that you can understand them. And when you're performing a roll call stations by the call sign one at a time as you have them checked into the net, and wait for a response. And then ask for comments, acknowledge the station, and the information traffic they have passed to the net. Traffic is just another word for communications. Another thing, another comment is headphones. Headphones are a good idea. They help you to focus on what you are hearing, and they help keep you from getting distracted. They keep you concentrated in the direction you need to go. And as I mentioned before, there are no mistakes. There's only experience. And when you finish a net, that's what you will have. you'll have experience. It's a good thing to have, and it helps you get a handle on keeping a large group of hams in line and making sure that everybody gets accounted for and everybody gets their information taken care of. That's all I have, Dave. Back to net control, WATER.
Fine business, Steve. What you just discussed there is exactly what you gave me the first time I ever was going to handle a net, and that was the Lucas County Siren Training Net. And all that is outstanding information. Let's head up to Grand Rapids. Kilo Delta 8 Whiskey, Charlie Bravo. Rich, any questions on your mind tonight or any thoughts on net control or Echo Link or anything else? This is KD8EVN.
This is KD8WCB returning. Dave, I've always got way too much going on upstairs. At least that's what my wife tells me. I made it down to the Finley Hand Fest today, and RJL and Tower were there. They were the big ones, but there was a good selection. And as far as I'm concerned, sunny weather and a little breeze, it was great. It was a great day to be outside just wandering around. A lot of neat things to look at. And net control. Even as, you know, I'm not net control, I didn't have my stuff together in time, and Joe beat me to the punch. But even when I'm not an assistant or alternate net, I still write down all the call signs, and I got about 14 written down now. And what it does for me is it sharpens my listening skills, helps me pick up the call signs a little bit better, a little bit clearer. And I like listening on how other people manage jam piles and how that works out. And it gives me practice also on writing down information, like you said, in a usable format that I can understand and read back if I had to. And one thing I always think about is keeping my radio in very good working order. If people can't hear you very well, you kind of lose that authority of being in control and being able to handle the net quite as well as you could have. And one thing I like hearing from you guys is knowing the QSTH and all those codes when it's appropriate. And on the FM, like we're talking, not appropriate. I don't know them that well. I hear them a lot when I'm out on the HF, and sometimes it gets a little confusing, so I have another cheat sheet that I keep close on that. But a lot of good information tonight. I think you're doing a great job. This is KD8WCV. Back to net.
Fine business, Rich. Yeah, we appreciate you being out there. And that was all good information and good tips for somebody that's thinking about being an alternate net control, or somebody that's thinking about being net control. The way you start it is work the radio, the mic with your left hand, and if you're right-handed, you got that pen in your right hand, and you're working it there. And I get to the point anymore that unless I have a pen in my hand, I don't feel like I'm really running the radio. And that can be if you're running DX on HF or even running here on FM with a net. But fine business on all that. Appreciate that. And it sounds like you had a great day down there at the Finley Ham Fest. Let's go down to Kilo Delta 8 Whiskey Bravo Zulu. Darren, any thoughts on any of the topics we're talking about tonight? This is KD8EVN.
Yes, this is KD8WBZM. Only did an alternate net once, the alternate net control once, and that was a couple weeks ago, and the first thing I realized is it's more important to write down everybody's call sign than there is their name, because if you ever forget their name, QRZ sort of helps you out there if you have to go back up and look through it while the net's going on. So that sort of helps me out, because you really do got to write fast, and sometimes I'm not the fastest of all writers. As of hosting a net, well, I seem to have two left tongues, so I sort of trip over myself on a few words and try to avoid that. On that, I'm just running a little HT here, so if I ever do run a net, I'll probably end up bringing my little 7900 to run that, because I don't want to have this run out of battery while I'm doing this. Other than that, not too much. Missed Finley because I thought it was next weekend, not this weekend. Oops, that's what I get for not putting it on my calendar. So Wish all you, glad to hear you all here on the net, and I wish you all a good day, and this is KDAWBZ, back to net control.
Fine business, Darren. You're making it into the repeater really good tonight. Signal is full quieting and sound really good on that HD. So congratulations on all that. And again, a good radio and a backup radio is always necessary for a net control. And if you've got an alternate net control, that kind of takes a little pressure off that if something would happen over to me, it would go right down to my alternate net control tonight, KDA-UZA. So that is a lot off of the net control for worry on any problems that you might have with the station or equipment. Let's go down to Whiskey 8, Romeo Foxtrot. Mike, you were mobile. Are you still out there with any questions or any thoughts tonight? KD8EDN.
SW8RF Mobile. Yes, I'm still here. My thoughts on Echolink is... if you don't like Echolink, don't use it. I have it on my computer. I very, very rarely use it. It's useful for listening to the hurricane net during hurricane season down in Florida if you want to listen to the hurricane information. It's nice for hams that are, for one reason or another, are no longer able to get on the radio, whether they're in a nursing home or something like that. It's just great for a lot of people. And if you don't like it, don't use it, but no reason to badmouth it. As far as net controlling, all the information you gave at the beginning of the net was really good. I've been a net control for 45 years on phone nets and CW nets, mostly traffic nets, but some other kinds of nets also. I was net control for years on a worked all states net on 75 meters that would have 200 to 250 check-ins per evening. And on the traffic nets, one thing we had to do on the traffic nets sometimes is limit the check-ins to like specific, like people with traffic only or people with emergency traffic only. And anybody else that doesn't have business just has to stand by if that's all you're taking is the people with traffic. But I operated the Ohio single sideband net during the blizzard of 78. After several tornadoes, and one thing, an alternate net control is really good. Not all nets do that. And Steve talked about being comfortable when you're a net control. Well, I was net controlling the Ohio single sideband net one night, and I directed two people to send some traffic on frequency. And when they were done, I was asleep. Somebody else had to take over the net. I fell asleep during the net. But other than that, you didn't mention QRM, intentional QRM. You're going to get that once in a while. Just ignore it. Don't say anything about it. Just make up some other reason if you can't copy a station, but don't ever acknowledge the intentional QRM. Back to you, W8RF Mobile.
Mike, you've got the history and experience there of an old-time ham, and I that's very good. Those are great comments on everything that you had there going, so appreciate that. And, again, appreciate you checking in tonight, Mobile. And let's go down to Kilo Echo 8, Bravo Yankee Charlie, Lance. Go ahead. Or, it was either Charlie or Lima. I'm having a hard time reading my own writing here, Lance. Go ahead. I'll make sure I get that corrected.
Thank you.
Fine business, Kilo Echo 8, Bravo Yankee Charlie. Lance, congratulations first on getting your license just a few weeks ago. And you're always welcome here to the TMRA Newcomers in ElmersNet. And again, we're here to help new people if they've got problems, you know, getting into the radio or have questions about things. 8 o'clock Sunday night, you know where to be. And you're making a good trip down here from Ida, Michigan. A little bit of static on your signal, and you dropped out once or twice into the repeater. But I would imagine that you're on a handheld going down here. I would always say that get your best position to make contact to this repeater, wherever that's at. Make sure you got your handheld up at the maximum output, 5 watts or whatever. And if you can, always look for a magnet mount antenna on a cookie sheet or some type of an outside antenna. That's all good. When I first got my license, it was in the winter. I got it in December. And the only place I could check into this net was standing on my back porch outside. It only took about 1 or 2 weeks of standing outside to listen to the net and talk when I was called that I decided I needed to get a magnet mount on a cookie sheet. And that made me happier for the rest of the winter and kept me checking into the net. But fine business on the license, Lance. We're glad to have you with us, and we'll look forward to talking to you again. Let's go down to Kilo Delta 8, Quebec Bravo Hotel. Jim, down to you, KD8EDN. Delta 8, Quebec Bravo Hotel. Jim, are you still out there? KD8EDN. No answer, then we're down to W8TER. Go ahead, Steve. Any comments on anything else? We'll see if we'll get back to Jim in a couple minutes. Go ahead, Steve. KD8EDN.
Okay, Dave. Good net tonight. And yeah, the wanted to mention a little bit about the alternate net control, and also about stations that are checking into nets. Stations that are checking into nets, just kind of as a helper. When you give your call sign to the net control station, you may want to pretend that you're writing your call sign down, because the net control station is writing your call sign down, or should be. They're most likely writing your station down. So when you check in, you give your call sign W8TER, or if you go too fast, it would be W8TER. So which one's easier to listen to? One of the things we do is we get used to or accustomed to people's voices and their call signs, and so they say them fast. It's just it's fairly acceptable. Well, then you get used to doing that. When you check into a new net someplace else and you say it just like that, net control is going to come back and say, I didn't get any of that. You're going to have to give it to me again. So always try to, on your first check-in, give it nice, slow, clear evidence of your call sign, and become familiar with the phonetics, the military style phonetics, Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, Echo, Foxtrot, Golf, Hotel, India, Juliet, and so forth. Get familiar with that, because when you say things like Sugar Lane bag or something like that, it doesn't make much sense. And you know, if you say the word no, is it K-N-O-W or just N-O? So stuff to keep in mind there. And back to the alternate net control thing. If net control has not designated anybody as alternate net control, a little bit of practice doing net control procedure. You can, if net control drops out, there is no alternate net, somebody can step right in and pick it up from there. Okay, so keep that in mind. You just never know. WA8SYD lost a power supply on a net a couple months ago, and you just never know when it's going to go out. W8TER.
Absolutely true. Again, as good as your equipment is, you never know when it's going to fail. We actually had the net control repeater fail a couple weeks back. And luckily, we had one of the old-timers there, KE8UE, Dan, who listens to radio. radios, one on the input and output frequency, and he was able to realize what happened, step up, and take control of the net, and then make the frequency change over to 442.850. And at the time, we had 17 people checked in and 2 had checked out. I think we had 15 people checked into the net, and out of the 15, 10 were able to make that swap over to the other machine. So I was pretty proud of all the guys out there that did that. Okay, fine business. Down to Kilo Charlie 8, Tango Victor Whiskey. Steve, I know you've got a class coming up here, and I actually ought to give a little bit of information here on coming events here for TMRA. First, let me say that Monday, tomorrow, is the TMRA Tech Committee meeting, and that's over at Fire Station Number 2, in right there on Dussel Drive in Maumee, right by the water tower. You can't miss it. It starts at 7 p.m., and if you're interested in the technical workings of the things we do with the repeaters and that, come on over to the Tech Committee meeting and get an earful of the technical end of working on repeaters and everything. The other thing is we've got KCA-TVW on here, and with WA8-SYD, Mike, they're going to be holding a technician licensing class. The class is scheduled to be in 2 weeks. They're on Saturdays. One is on November 7th. It'll run from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. And then 2 weeks later, the second class is on November 21st, and it'll run from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And at the end of the day, they'll be in there actually doing VE testing for the technician's license. So again, the class is going to be November 7th and November 21st. It is at the Lucas County EMS Training Center at 2127 Jefferson Street in downtown Toledo. If you've got any questions on that, send an email to kc8tvw@arrl.net. Or if you're interested in signing up for the class, send him an email there, and he'll go from there. I'm going to throw it over to Steve here. Those are the two announcements I had for upcoming events. So let me say if KC8TVW wants to add anything I just said on the announcement. This is KD8EVN.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. A couple items. Number one, if you've newly got your license and you really don't feel like you learned anything but you managed to pass the test, there's nothing wrong with a technician attending the technician class. It may make a lot of sense, put a lot of things into perspective, the things you should have learned in taking the class, but you didn't take the class, you just took the test, and somehow you passed it, which is no problem. License is a license. But if you don't feel like you really learned what you should have learned when you passed the test, you're more welcome to attend the class. So in November, there will be no second Saturday as far as the VE testing because of the technician class. That will be at that point in time. It'll be at 3 o'clock on the second Saturday. Again, that's a two-day class. On one Saturday, off Saturday, and then the second day of the class is on a Saturday. I'll break. Also, we have a Jamboree on the Air coming up. I believe it's October 15th, 16th, and 17th, whatever that Friday, Saturday, Sunday is. I may be off one day. And again, that's going to be out at Camp Mayaconda. It's a good way to give back to the hobby. We're supposed to have anywhere between 80 and 100 kids out there. They all come through the cabin. They play around a little bit Morse code, play around with some digital stuff. And it's a heated cabin, so it's a good time. We typically set up about 5 o'clock on Friday, and then if we get kids in there, we'll go ahead and operate Friday night. But normally, it's pretty well all day Saturday, and then we start tearing down Sunday morning. So I think that's all I've got, except for the digital side. And I'm pretty well open any week in September, any Sunday night in September. I think that's going to be a two-step deal. One, get everybody up and running, and then the second Sunday, actually get doing some transmissions and having them receive. So KC8TVW, back to net.
Okay, Steve, we do have two Sundays left in September. Do you want to claim one of those for work on FL Digi and digital? Not to put you on the spot, but if you've got, you know, if you're free here in September, we've got two left. Do you want to make those digital days for the net, KD8EDN?
Sure, we're talking the 20th and 27th?
That is correct.
Okay, put me down. And again, it's probably going to take both evenings to do that, to get to the point where at least everybody's receiving the digital transmissions. And hopefully all those that are just listening can tolerate the digital noise. My apologies. Right off the get-go, it's not voice, it's not CW, but they're going to hear some of that chatter from the digital. KC8TVW, back to net.
Okay, fine business. And what I would ask, if anybody is interested in working with digital modes, we will be using FL Digi. That's FLDIGI. And if you type that into Google as a search, you'll come up to a website where you can actually download the program for free. If you get that downloaded and take a look at it before Steve starts talking about it, it might be a little bit of a jump ahead for working on digital. We've had a lot of requests about digital, and we'll get the word out. I'll try to get this to the TMRA website, talk to Zach and see if we can get it up there, and let everybody know what's going on. But a fantastic mode. A lot of people have been asking about it, so we'll follow that up and kind of go from there. So thank you very much, KC8TVW. And like I say, I'll talk to Zach and see if we can get some information out on the website to get that going. So there's something to look forward to for the next couple weeks, digital modes and FL Digi. If you've got questions, this is the place that you need to be. So fine business. And, again, one of those things that kind of came up during the net, and I'm glad Steve stepped up and made that class his, besides the other work that he's going to be doing with the tech class in November. So thank you very much, KC8TVW.
KD8UZA for a short.
KD8UZA, go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, I forgot about the jamboree on the air. I had talked to Steve at our general meeting on Wednesday, and for all the new techs that may show up, I will have my Swan 350 there to show all of the scouts and anybody else that has not seen a older tube radio in action. I will have that there, and I thank Steve for the opportunity to bring that to Camp Miaconda, and that's all I have right now. Back to net.
Fine business. It's a good way to do education to the younger people, and again, pay it forward with the hobby to help in the education of new people starting with the hobby and get younger people interested in it. So that's all great. Fantastic. Okay, do we have other additional check-ins, questions, comments, or queries, or anything else for the good of the net? This is KD8EDN Net Control.
Yeah, Whiskey Bravo 8 Whiskey Echo Mary.
Okay, Whiskey Bravo 8, and then was it, I didn't catch the last part of the call sign. Can you do that again, please?
Yeah, Dave, it's Whiskey Echo America, Paul.
Bravo 8 Echo America, and again, it's not clicking in my head tonight. Do I have that correct? What's the first name? Maybe that would help me.
Yeah, I gave it a second ago. It's Paul Papa Alpha Uniform Lima. The call is Whiskey Bravo 8 Whiskey Echo America.
Hey, Paul, I've got you. And again, after we've been at this here for well over an hour, sometimes they kind of start going together. The first thing I look at when I hear a call sign is I'm checking on who's checked in, and then you kind of go from there. So it gets me going a little bit. But Whiskey, Bravo, 8, Whiskey, Echo, Alpha. Paul, we've got you checked in. I hope you've been listening. And, again, any questions or anything else on your mind tonight? KD8EVN.
Well, I was going to say howdy to QBH, but reckon he left. It was good to say howdy to him at the Finley Ham Fest. Got an IC7200 on the way. Thank you, R&L, down in Hamilton. Bought some connectors and another UV5R lock. I needed another one. Got a mystery RX noise bridge of some sort, which I'm going to read the documentation on tomorrow. Let's see. As far as the the nets are concerned, used to run mid cars on 7258 back when it was extremely busy. When it's busy, you move them on through as quick as you can. When it's not busy, you can sit and talk. And don't get mad if somebody corrects you, because I made mistakes when I was a young guy, and I got corrected at it, and got a little irritated, and then I thought, well, you know, he's done it longer than I have. So, there you go. As far as, let me buy a little bit of time, hang on. As far as the digital formats and iLink and all that, or Echo Link or whatever it is, and all that mess, I don't use them, but, you know, amateur radio must be, and radio in all sectors, must be inclusive, not exclusive. Radio is, in my opinion, shrinking to a certain extent as far as the user base is concerned. We're getting older, and, you know, most people have their cell phones, so why do they need radio? So I think we have to be inventive in the formats that we use and come up with. I mean, if we're going to stick our head in the sand, we might as well go back and talk on AM, which actually is not bad, because I used to talk on AM when I first got licensed back in 75, 76. It was quite enjoyable, but anyway, we can't do that, so we have to move forward. I think I covered it all. Anyway, good evening to everybody. Back to net from Whiskey Bravo 8, Whiskey Echo America. Finley was a good ham fest, as usual.
TVW.
KC8TVW, go ahead. And I got to say, Paul, I like the phrase inclusive, not exclusive. That one's going to stick in my mind. But go ahead, TVW.
Yeah, one thing that Paul just brought up is, you know, what do you do when you hear someone either operating illegally or unethically, and there's a difference. Do you catch them on the air? Do you chastise them on the air? Do you call them on the phone? You know, if they're operating illegally, like you hear music in the background, you really need to kind of need to say, hey, I hear music in the background, you need to turn it down. But if somebody's doing something that's, you know, needs to be told, the air is not the place to do it. In other words, you embarrass them in front of everybody that happens to be listening. So there's a difference in how you handle depending on what they're doing. And maybe it's not you that handles it, it's somebody else that you pass it on to. So just food for thought, KC8TVW.
A good point on the air etiquette, which that's a whole nother evening of discussion there, and I know it has come up as a topic with you and WATER and WA8SYD, and that again, that's a whole nother topic of what you need to do and how to do it, and just good etiquette for being on the air and having respect for the other people that you're sharing the frequencies with. Okay, again, any other additional check-ins, questions, comments, queries, or anything else for the good of the net, this is KD8EVN.
W8RF Mobile.
W8RF, Mike, got you in there. Go ahead, KD8EVN.
Okay, thank you.
I got to jump out of the car, go back inside the store, but just wanted to make one comment to you before I leave. You called me an old-timer earlier, and I'm not that old of a person, really, but I realized a while back that I've been a ham almost my entire life. I got my license when I was 14 years old, and now I'm in my 50s. Like I said, I've been a ham almost my whole life, W8RF.
Mike, when I call somebody an old-timer, that is with the ultimate respect. And I noticed when you checked in that you were first licensed in 1972. And back then, the licensing requirements was a good test. And then also, you had CW in there that you had to pass to get your license. And again, you were using different equipment than what we used, you know, at this time. I think, you know, AM perhaps on HF. And just different equipment entirely from what we've got for mobiles and handhelds at our time here. And digital modes were next to nothing out there. But I will tell you, I say that with the ultimate respect when I call somebody an old-timer. I knew finally it was shortly before I retired from where I worked. I was called an old-timer by one of the other guys, and it was a young guy, and he said, I don't mean that with any disrespect, and I said, not taken. an old-timer is a good Elmer, and good respect on that all the way through. And again, part of the strength of this net is having people with experience. And again, you can look at being an old-timer of having experience checking into this net and passing that wisdom on to guys that, we had check in there, KE8 Bravo Yankee Charlie. Guy that's only had his license for 2 weeks. I'm hoping he's picking up on some of the things that we're talking about tonight. So, again, no disrespect on that, Mike. And with the ultimate respect of an old-timer, and I would call Dan an old-timer, and I hate to say it, I'd go TER and TVW, too. And they're not old guys, but they've got the experience and wisdom that I like to hear passed on to other people. Again, any other check-ins, questions, comments, or queries, or anything else for the good of the net, this is KD8EDN.
B8RF, one more comment.
W8RF, Mike, go ahead, KD8EDN.
One of the biggest things that I've noticed is the VE testing now. That's a godsend. You can imagine what it's like being 14 years old and going up to Detroit to the federal buildings, up to the FCC office. You talk about being scared about being in that control. Try going up and taking your test from a bunch of guys that look like FBI agents. W8RF, 73.
73, Mike. I can't imagine that at all. And I don't know if I could have talked my folks into driving me up to Detroit when I was only that age. But, and again, once you get past that, the rest of it is all easy. Great. Okay, again, any other additional check-ins, questions, comments, or queries, or anything else for the good of the net? This is KD8EDN, net control of the TMRA Newcomers and Elmers net.
Kilo Bravo 8, India, Uniform Oscar. Name is Neil, no traffic.
TVW.
First, let me acknowledge the check-in of Kilo Bravo 8 India Uniform Oscar Neil. Thank you for the check-in tonight, and appreciate that. Get the numbers up, and no traffic from you. I acknowledge that. Let me go down to then the next person after you was Kilo Charlie 8 Tango Victor Whiskey. Go ahead, Steve.
I'd like to clarify the digital thing. That's a very popular word now, and there's a couple different forms of digital. What we've got coming up at the end of the last 2 weeks of the month is not D-Star and Fusion and all that kind of stuff that you hear about. This is actually changing
our signal on FM, we're going to convert it over to a digital sound and have the computer interpret it, entirely different than the digital two-meter radio. The other comment was we are at an all-time high in terms of numbers of hams. So we are not going downhill, and we're up to 750,000, somewhere around there. So we're doing all right as a hobby as long as we keep passing it on. KC8TVW.
Pass it on and pay it forward, and again, talk to the younger people and give them the knowledge and keep them going. You're absolutely right. And again, the people for the FL Digi, you don't need to have a signal link or anything like that to connect your computer into the radio. For what we'll be doing, you can use acoustical coupling through your sound card on your computer. So all you need is basically your radio and have it close to your computer. And Steve will talk you through the software of the FL Digi and things that you'll be able to send in that with acoustically coupling it. It's not perfect, but it isn't bad. And it'll get you going and get your interest up. And then again, you can grow on it if you like it. If you don't like it, you can move on to something else. But it's an amazing thing, the PSK31. You can literally get your the DX certificate for working internationally, working 100 stations using PSK31, and amazingly quick on that too. So again, if you're interested in that kind of thing or worked all states in the United States digital mode, it can be done, and it can be done easy and on low power, and don't have to have that real fancy radio to do any of that. Okay, enough of that. Again, any other questions, comments, queries, or anything else for the good of the net? This is KD8EVN.
KB8IUO with a question.
Kilo Bravo 8 India Uniform Oscar. Go ahead, Neil, with your question.
Yeah, Dave, I'm sorry I only caught part of the net. During the announcements, did you announce the Ohio SET drill being on October 3rd?
No, I did not. Can you give us the information on that for everybody out on the net?
Okay, yeah, I have all my notes hidden away here. The Ohio SET drill will be October 3rd. Starting early in the morning. I don't know who your district emergency coordinator is, but if you go to the website for W8SGT, also known as Dan Broadway's website there in Columbus, they have the information about what the SET drills are going to be for this year. It's going to be a very interesting drill. It looks like it's going to be on a battery emergency power only type setup, and it's going to be long duration, so make sure your batteries are charged up. This is KB8IUO back to net control.
Okay, Neil, got that down. The Ohio section drill, it's going to be on October the 3rd. It'll be starting in the morning. Battery power only, so that makes it a good realistic drill. And any questions, go out to the website of Whiskey 8 Sierra Golf Tango. Do I have that call sign right, Neil?
That's the website for the Columbus EOC. That everything communication-wise will be going in and out of. They will be doing stuff with FL Digi. And it's not just battery powered, it's any form of emergency power. That's generator, car, battery backup, solar power, whatever you can run as long as it's not commercial. This is KB8IUO.
Okay, very good. That's the kind of thing that we like for the good of the net. We'll put that announcement on there fine. So thank you, Neil. Appreciate that information. Again, do we have any other comments, queries, or anything else for the good of the net? This is KD8EVN, net control.
N9NEZ.
No November 9, November Echo Zulu. What is the first name, please?
I'm sorry about that. That's Gabe in Toledo.
N9, November Echo Zulu. Gabe, first, thanks for checking into the net. And second, I have to, as a personal note, I have to say it was nice to meet you at the TMRA meeting. It's always good to have a face-to-face QSO. And again, when I see the name and now the call sign, I know who I'm talking to. Fine business. We've been talking about a lot of things tonight, net being a net control, Echo Link, and there's going to be an FL Digi class coming up here in the next couple weeks on this time period for the newcomers in ElmersNet. Do you have any other questions or anything else on your mind tonight, Gabe? The net is yours, KD8EVN.
I don't have a whole lot. Went down to the ham fest today and picked up way more than I should have. Hopefully she doesn't realize how much I spent, but I was able to straighten up the shack a little bit with the new stuff I got. But first ham fest, so it was a real interesting affair, and I've been listening for quite a while here. I guess as for Echolink, has its purposes. Some people are going to hate it. Some people are going to love it. It's just something new. But other than that, try it out. You know, if it's for you, it's for you. If it's not, it's not. Other than that, we will send it back to Net. This is November 9, November Echo Zulu. Gabe in Toledo, and we're back to Net.
Got to ask you on the Hamfest, Gabe, did you find everything you were looking for? I mean, Finley is a good Hamfest. They've got a great, a lot of tailgate people out there, a lot of tables, good vendors. But were you able, as a new person, to find everything to the Hamfest, to find everything that you were looking for? KD8EVN.
I was able to find almost everything. The only thing I wasn't able to find was a headset adapter that I've been looking for, but kind of a specialized headset adapter I'm looking for. I'm sure if I go around to a couple more, I'd probably find it, but I found stuff I shouldn't even been looking at, but I was. But other than that, pretty much if you needed it, it was there.
Okay, fine business. We had at least about three or four people down there today, and that's all good. Like I say, it's a good ham fest. Unfortunately, I had to miss it. I had relatives in town. So next year, what can I say? Again, any other questions, comments, queries, or anything else for the good of the net? This is the TMRA Newcomers and ElmersNet. This is KD8EDN Net Control.
November 8, Yankee Alpha Echo Mike. No comments, just checking in. We did not go to the ham fest, but give you another number in there, Dave, and NYAE back to net.
Fine business, Mike. I appreciate the check-in. I'm glad you're out there listening tonight, and I do appreciate you checking in and keeping our numbers up and rolling. But, it was good to see you there at TMRA last Wednesday. So that worked out good, too. So thank you for the check-in. Appreciate it, Mike. Again, any other questions, comments, queries, or anything else for the good of the net? This is KD8EDN.
Dave, I think you had a double with Mike or just before YAE, KE8UE.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate that. A station I did not acknowledge. I acknowledged NAYAE, Mike. Was there another station in there? Go ahead, please. KD8EVN.
Yeah, KD8VWU.
Kilo Delta 8 Victor Whiskey. Uncle, hey, how you doing tonight down there? I think it's Bowling Green, am I right? KD8EVN.
Let's try 3 miles south Bowling Green, Portage. You're close. Yeah. Portage, Bowling Green, same deal. But, yeah.
Fine business, Doug. Any questions on your mind tonight? We've been talking about a lot of different topics, from the Hamfest down there in Findlay to digital classes to EchoLink. But any questions on anything tonight, Doug? KD8EVN.
I had no questions on anything, except I know you were talking a little bit about net control, though. I might add, as far as net control goes, just when you do, if it's your first time doing net control, just relax, be yourself, and just try to make it go as smooth as possible. Not everybody's perfect, and don't be afraid to step in and try it. KD8VWU, back to net.
Excellent advice, Doug, all of that. And, again, the strength of any net is having a lot of different net controls. So get your feet wet and give it a try. Fine business. Thanks, Doug. Again, any other comments, queries, or anything else for the good of the net? This is KD8EVN. Okay. I'm out of water, and my voice is starting to go, so I think we've had a good evening here tonight. Looks like we've been on the air for almost, an hour and 45 minutes, so fantastic. I do want to thank everybody that checked into the net tonight. And while closing tonight's net, I would like to thank the Elmers that called in. Again, we're there, the strength of the net for the new people calling in. And we appreciate having them check into the net. And also give a big thanks to the TMRA for the use of their repeater. And as always, we'd like to thank and give credit to the Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana Radio Society. They had the original idea for the Newcomers and Elmers Net. They have a wonderful website at www.OscarHotelKiloYankeeIndiaNovember.org. It's the state IDs for Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana, and easy to find. Remember, we meet here every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. on the 147.270 repeater. Tonight we had 18 check-ins, and I would like to give a big thanks to Kilo Delta 8, Uniform Zulu Alpha, Joe as being the alternate net control, and again, encourage anybody else that is interested in becoming a net control or practicing, this is a great place to start. We will now return this repeater to its normal amateur use. It's always good to talk to new and old friends on the radio. This is Kilo Delta 8 Echo Victor November signing the net clear and returning the repeater to normal amateur use. Good night and 73 to all. KD8EVN clear.
Dave, KE8UE, real quick, I'm just going to make a long transmission like I did when I was talking. And I'm on about 10 watts of power instead of 5. Hopefully I'm not breaking up. That's what I was trying to accomplish right at the moment. KD8EVN, KE8UE.
The 10 watts is doing excellent, Dan. Full quieting, no static, no kind of being low. I don't know if that 5 was making it good or not tonight with the propagation, but 10 watts is working very, very good. KE8UE, this is KD8EVN.
Okay, Dave, 7-3, have a good day tomorrow, and we'll talk at you down the page. KE8UE, clear.
73, Dan, KD8EVN, clear.